Welcome, everyone. Close your eyes when you're ready. Taking a moment in your own way, feeling into yourself, and welcoming yourself to your mat. Allowing yourself to arrive in the present moment. Simple, natural breath. For a moment, as we begin, allow yourself to really genuinely feel whatever is there, whatever is arising, and just let it be for a moment. Just sitting with what is. Sounds of water. Nature, sensations, feelings, emotions, thoughts. Letting it be. Connecting your hands together at heart center. Lift up your chest a little bit from inside. Exhale. We'll begin with one Om together. Deep breath in. Namaste. Welcome, everyone. My name's Greg. It's an honor to be here in beautiful Bali with you. Some of you visiting, passing through. Some of you have been here for a longer time. Some of you may have gotten off like a 30-hour flight in the last 20 hours. Did anyone just land? Oh, okay, cool. So, today we have an hour, 55 minutes, to enjoy a really nice meditation that I'll offer you. And this meditation is called the Kirtan Kriya meditation. And it's offered in the Kundalini yoga lineage as taught by Yogi Bhajan. So if you want, I'll write this stuff on the board outside after and you can do some research on it. Because this is a really nice meditation that there's actually been a lot of scientific studies done, and it has many, many benefits for helping to clear the nervous system, help to process emotions, bring about genuine calmness or peacefulness inside. It's actually prescribed to people with post-traumatic stress disorder by Western doctors, and the one that we'll do is a 30-minute version. But depending on the scale of stress that you might find yourself, you can actually revise the time of it down in segments to even a 6-minute version of it, which I'll explain a little bit about later. There are so many different meditations out there for various purposes, and some are for to create spiritual states, for yogic or spiritual union. Some are for healing, and I know that a lot of people actually just want to feel that in the ever-changing waves of life, in the ever-changing emotions They actually just want to feel like a reference point in themselves, finding a place within that they can return to that is peaceful, that doesn't seem to be ever changing and ever influenced. And I know there's quite a few people in the world that it's like, where do I even begin? It's like my emotions are all over the place, my mind never stops. And a lot of people don't even know that there is a state of consciousness that yoga and meditation can bring us to that is very present and very clear and very peaceful. We haven't even experienced it, so we're always grabbing and moving and going, and life just keeps, that's what life is, a series of waves. So today's meditation is actually can be all of it. So for the brand beginner or the new beginners to meditation, it's one that's very easy to engage your senses, to engage the mind, to engage the body, to engage the nervous system, because it works with touch, it works with mantra, and it works with a visualization. Audio, kinesthetic, visual, the main parts of our experience, they all get rhythmically engaged in the meditation. Each part of the meditation, 30 minutes, it's 30 minutes, but it goes in 5-minute sections, each very similar, but a little bit different in each one, and it evolves. So whenever you're doing it, it actually only feels like you're doing 5 minutes of something. So for those who have trouble with patience or like the mind, if it's too long, the mind gets restless, it's really good because it's like fully engaged, switch, fully engaged, switch, fully engaged. It's really, really nice. It also has a way that when all of the senses, when the focus gets very engaged, the mind gets very calm. So we can experience that peacefulness I was talking about. And it's, as I mentioned initially, very good for clearing and healing the nervous system. So if you've had a very stressful time lately, if there's maybe some leftover trauma, or it doesn't have to be a big trauma, it could be just life stress increased over time. It'll help to clear and calm the nervous system. So I'm hoping that you all get a really nice experience with it. It's pretty consistently well received by everyone I've taught it to. And then afterwards, you'll have it in your backpack for life. And once you know it, then you have it and you practice. So I'll explain more about it as we go, but I'd like to start just with some centering because I talked a lot at the beginning. So hands on your knees. Find a comfortable seated position, if you're not already there. Loosen up your shoulders a bit. Close your eyes. And start off by taking a great big breath in. A nice sigh. Very simple, seated, cat-cow. So as you inhale, arch your back, draw your shoulders back, and lift your chin. Breathing through your nose, exhale, round your back. Inhale through the nose, about 4 seconds, filling the lungs as you arch. Exhale, turning your awareness inward, round your back. Continue on your own. As you breathe and as you feel your body, feel your experience, see if you can move towards or move into the attitude of receptivity. In other words, sometimes we contact our bodies, our experience, we feel some tension or pressure, and there can be an attitude of trying to solve something, trying to change something. Keep breathing in and out, and moving into that space of allowing. Knowing that by doing the practice, changes will occur, but just enjoying the present moment, feeling whatever arises. Receptive. Come to a neutral spine. If you're on a bolster or a block, you can slide it out. Sit right with your hips on the floor. Simple cross legs. Slide your hips back. Bring your left hand out to the side, palm flat or on your fingertips. Inhale, reach your right arm to the ceiling. Breathe all the way up. Come out to your left. As you inhale, come back. The right hand comes down. Reach your left arm up. Breathe in. Stretch. Come out to your right. Close your eyes. And do that a few times on your own. So now you're breathing side to side. Inhale, you reach the arm up. And exhale, you stretch over. Have it nice and peaceful. Nice deep breath. And when you get out to your next side, whichever side it is, stay there. Opening the side body. Take three deep, delicious breaths through your nose. Both hips are grounded. Heart and chin lift a bit. Stay connected to your breathing. Slowly come up. Pause for a moment if you like. Inhale the other arm. Gentle face. Come out to the other side. Gently come up. Hands to the sides. Inhale. Shoulders relax down. Exhale. Straighten your legs forward. You can have a little bend in your knees if you like. Lean back just a little bit. This is optional. It's creating a nice open and supportive spine. Hover your arms parallel to the floor and lift to a simple boat pose, lifting the feet if you can, lifting your heart, and then slowly lower to the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, and lay down. Stretch your arms over you. Make sure there's nothing underneath your head, nothing underneath your spine. So your spine is flat onto the floor. Inhale, stretch.
Relax.
Bend your left knee in. Hold it with your right hand. Turn your left knee over you to the right until gravity takes the whole leg to the floor. You can rest your leg on a block if you need to. Reach your left arm to the left. Turn your head to the left. Staying present with your breath. Sending those nice, even massaging messages up and down your spine, torso, organs. In the last moment, last breath, you could take an extra deep breath if you want. Let go of a sigh. Relax something. Come back to the center. Release your leg. Right knee bends up. Hold it with your left hand. Turn your knee over to the left. Reach your right arm out to the right. You can have your leg resting your knee on a block or a bolster so you can really let your muscles hang. Final breath, in and out. Come back to the center. Release both legs. If you like, you can hug both knees in. Give yourself a short little hug, a squeeze. Balancing. And then relax on your back. Just 1 or 2 minutes here. Totally relax. Straight legs on the floor, straight arms down your side. This little warm-up, if you're doing at home, it's not necessary. It just helps to balance the energy of the spine. Left and right, front and back, twist, twist. Relax your forehead, eyelids, relax your jaw, relax the back of your head, your neck, shoulders, relax your arms, relax your back, the back of your hips, tailbone. Relax your legs. Relax. Take a long breath in, refreshing, filling. Exhale. Sometimes some of us have been taxing our system for a long time, whether it's with diet or lifestyle or overthinking. There's like there's a stress accumulation. And so when we start quieting things down, it's like the natural intelligence takes advantage of that that lessening of stimuli and wants to heal. And so it's very natural to become sleepy, especially when we're learning. And often we actually just need some sleep. So if you need or feel at any time you'd like to do this, or you'd like to lay on your back, you can do so. Just rest. This meditation can be done laying down, but I'll ask you while we're learning it to come and sit up now. At any time you can take a break. Let's come up, build your seat, take 30 seconds or so and get really, really comfortable. Kirtan Kriya meditation. Kirtan is the repetition of mantras with effect, or sacred mantras. Kriya means purification, meditation. So there are a few different parts, and you can look here or just listen. I'll try to be very clear. Let's start by finding that comfortable spine, loose shoulders, and your hands are palms facing up on your knees or your thighs. You want to be comfortable. Some people like to have a bolster here and just kind of like rest the arms there. You have to be comfy. We chant the mantra Sa Ta Na Ma. Four sounds. Sa Ta Na N. And then ma, mother. Sa, ta, na, ma. The meaning is birth, life, death, rebirth. It represents a cycle, but you don't need to think about the meaning. It's actually more about the energetic vibration, the effect. When we chant, every time that we chant each one, there's a hand mudra that goes with it. So every time we're singing or speaking or meditating sa, it's first finger. Sa. Second finger, ta, na, ma, sa, ta, na, ma. Even when the part where we're not talking, the eyes are closed in your mind, as you repeat it in your mind, sa, ta, na, ma. Okay? So coordination. The first of the parts is with singing. And so this melody, just listen. With the hand mudra. Sa ta na ma. The ma is short, so we have an inhale. Sa ta na ma. Sa, like so. Repeating for 5 minutes. The next 5 minutes is said, it's like a lover's whisper, or like the tiniest little whisper that you can barely hear. It's breath, like so. Sa, ta, na, ma. Considering it's breath, you can either exhale or inhale while you're saying it. So I exhale sa and ta, and then inhale na, ma. But it could be different for you. Don't worry too much, just find the breath that works for you. Sa, ta, na, ma. The next 5 minutes goes even quieter, silent chanting in your mind. And then like a mirror, it flips. 5 minutes silent. 5 minutes whisper, sa, ta. And then the last five, normal. Satanama. The whole meditation brings us from outwards to very subtly inwards, and then gradually back outwards, like a whole cycle. If you can do the first two, the hands and the chanting, no problem, then you can add the third part, which is the visualization. And it's recommended that to not worry about the visualization unless the chanting unless you can clearly coordinate the words and the mudras. But if you can, the visualization is that every time a mantra, Satanama, whichever one, you're visualizing a column of energy, some people a column of light, doesn't quite matter, vibration, coming in through the crown, stopping at the pineal gland, and then making an L and coming out the forehead. So, sa, ta, na, ma. I'm visualizing that inside, okay? If you get confused, if it gets caught up, just go back to the chant. If you need to take a breath, to catch your breath, wake up, just pause. Take a nice oxygen-rich breath, start again. If something comes up for you, be kind. It does release emotions. And if you need to take a break, take a break. Yeah? Clear? Okay. A lot of explanation. And now let's experience it. Close your eyes. Get comfortable, get steady. We will be beginning the Kirtan Kriya in about 40 seconds, 30 seconds. I'm going to set up the timer. I'll give the general pace so you can have a little bit of a background listening if you lose it. And I might need to guide the pace a little bit if we start going too fast. But just relaxed. Relaxing the mind, relax the eyes, awareness in, and lightly awareness to the third eye, opening the crown. Get your hands ready, starting on the first finger.
Satanama.
if you want. Sa. Visualization. Sa. Ta. Na. Na. In the crown of the third eye. Sa. Ta. Na. Na. silently chant. Keep the hand mudras going. About 10 minutes. Resting and integrating for a few minutes, or if you like, laying on your back. If you'd like to move, do so very quietly. Receptivity. Letting this moment of life be exactly as it is, complete and full in and of itself. Let's take three clearing breaths together. Deep inhale, everyone. Inhale, take your time. Last one, if you like. Inhale deeper. If you'd like to remain laying down, please do so. And I'll invite you to hold your heart for a moment. Offering thanks, gratitude, compassion, and you can join me or just listen for one last Om and three Shantis, hands here or in prayer. Inhale deeply. Kundalini lineage, Satnam. Thank you, everyone.